I was looking at Paul in his second letter to the Corinthians, and in Corinthians, the second chapter, just reading those first verses, when you look at Paul's letters, there's always some commonalities, and it's very common that he starts off with this kind of phraseology. In verse number 2, it says, "Grace be to you, grace to you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." So that's a very common greeting that we have. But I want to read the verses 2. This is the very first chapter of his second letter to the Corinthians. I want to read verses 2, 3, and 4. And I want you to hear where God's where Paul's going with this and what God is speaking to us through Paul's letter to the Corinthians. It says, "Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." So again, this is a very common beginning, opening, salutation that Paul uses in his letters. And he's saying grace. Grace is God giving us those things that we don't deserve. So he's speaking about all the things that we don't deserve that God has already provided for us through Jesus Christ. And he's saying, let all of that be unto you. As you read this, there's grace that God has. It's yours. Take hold of it. Enjoy it. Be thankful for it. So grace be to you and peace. I may just like to have peace in our lives today. Peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Then in verse number 3 he says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort." Verse 4, "Who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." So Paul starts off this entire second letter to the Corinthians, and he starts it off with that very familiar salutation that he often starts off with. But he's also talking about how God the Father is the one that's comforted. And Paul has experienced these comforts. He's experienced these things in his own life. He's experienced the mercies of God through Jesus Christ. And he's saying that that God that is the God of all comfort, he comforts. Paul's experienced it. We can experience it. Paul's experienced it so that he can share that with others. And the truth of the matter is, we experience in our lives the comfort of God because God always provides comfort for us. Now, you may say to yourself, well, I haven't experienced that this month and I really need that. The comfort is there. It belongs to you and I. It's provided for us. You know, if we spend time in the Word, if we would follow the example of Paul, spending time in the presence of Jesus Christ, that's both in the Word and it's also in just that private, sincere time, just you and Jesus Christ. You can't help but experience that comfort that is provided for you. Paul experienced it. If we would follow the example of Paul, we'd be walking in that comfort. But Paul says that he has that comfort. He understands that comfort. He's aware of that comfort. He recognizes that it comes from Jesus Christ. And even though he goes through tribulations and even though he goes through troubles and struggles, because he has that comfort, he's able to help others, lead others, to share that same comfort and that peace with others. That is what you and I should be striving for. Paul's heart is, I understand what comfort is. I understand comfort that comes from on high. I understand it. I've experienced it. I recognize it. And I understand that it's not just for me, because I'm the one that God chose to write all these letters that would become, you know, the epistles of the New Testament. This is who God is. This is his nature. This is his character. And this is what he's provided for us. I've come to understand it and recognize it. And as Paul, I want you, that's everyone that he was talking to in this second letter to the Corinthians, but it's also true for you today. Paul has experienced this comfort, and he wants you to experience it as well. And he knows it's yours to experience. Here's where sometimes as the body of Christ, we only take so many steps. We'll start at point A. Our destination is to get to point B. We'll take like a couple of steps. But we stop there. We never actually get to our designated place, our designated ending spot. See, we want the things that God has for us, and we want the things of the Word, and we want the promises, but we're only committed to going so far, and then we stop, and we get frustrated, and we get concerned, and we get confused why we don't see the promises. Well, you didn't go all the way. You're going to keep on going. See, most of us want, and probably need today, comfort. There's probably something you're facing today which causes you to really be seeking the comfort, needing the comfort the peace that Paul's talking about here. Probably all of us need that. All of us want that. But what Paul is saying, I've experienced it, and I know because I've experienced it, I can help lead you. I can help share it with you. I can provide that comfort. I can lead you to a place where you too can walk in the comfort that God has for you. Most of us in the body of Christ, we're at the place of only seeking the comfort. Paul's at the place where he went through tribulations, he went through difficulties, and in going through those difficulties and in going through those tribulations, he was able to experience, he knew how to obtain and walk in that comfort, that peace of God. And he was able to impart it, share it with others as well. Most of us, we're looking for the comfort, but we haven't gotten to the place where we've gone through the tribulations, we've gone through the struggles. And in going through those, we've come to see and sense and understand and have that same revelation, that same understanding of the reality of the comfort of God that's provided for us, that we can then go and help others find that same comfort. That's the expectation that God has for us, and this is what Paul is talking about. If we read these verses in the Amplified Bible, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of sympathy, pity, and mercy." This is the nature of God. It's sympathy. It's love for you. "The Father of sympathy, of pity, and mercy. The God who is the source of every comfort, consolation, and encouragement." If you're looking for encouragement, you're looking for consolation, you're looking for comfort and guidance, it's already provided for us for God. Paul says, this is who God is, who comforts, consoles, and encourages us in every trouble, calamity, and affliction. Paul is saying, it doesn't matter what calamity, what affliction, what you're facing today, it doesn't matter what's causing you to be uncomfortable today or need comfort, God has already provided. He's the God of all comfort in all things. Whatever you might face, God is there to comfort you. And we'll look at what comfort means in just a couple of moments. "Who comforts, consoles, encourages us in every trouble, calamity, and affliction, so that we may also be able to comfort and console and encourage those who are in any kind of trouble." So part of the reason that we experience the comfort of God is so that we can learn it, understand it, obtain that same revelation of what it is, its reality for us, where it comes from, that it belongs to us, it's given to us through Jesus Christ, from God the Father, through Jesus Christ, for you, it's yours in whatever situation it is. And he provides this, but he also provides it so you can learn it, understand it, know it, and help others find that same comfort when they're going through struggles, when they're going through trials, when they're going through tribulations. See, we start at point A. We want to get to our designated place. We take a few steps. We want the comfort, but we stop right there seeking the comfort. You know, if you can get to a place of understanding what Paul understood, and you can, you might say, "Oh, look, I'm not Paul." No, you're the same. You're the creation that God made. Paul's no better, no worse than you. He's just one that listened to God. He's one that learned to be tuned to, through the Holy Spirit, be tuned to what God is saying, in tune with Jesus Christ, knowing Jesus, having that knowledge of him, that personal, intimate knowledge of him, which leads to the understanding of all the things that are otherwise mysteries. You have the same Holy Spirit that's in you. You have the same Holy Spirit. You can have the same results. You can have the same understanding. And this is one of the things Paul's trying to get us to understand here. "So who comforts and consoles and encourages us in every trouble and calamity and affliction, so that we may also be able to comfort, console, and encourage those who are in any kind of trouble and distress, with the comfort, consolation, and encouragement with which we ourselves are comforted, consoled, and encouraged by God." One of the things that we fail to realize is if we're desiring something from God and we're desiring a promise that's here in the Word from God, if we desire those things, the best way to see those things come to fulfillment in your life is by helping someone else achieve, reach, obtain, procure, lay hands on that same promise and principle in their life. If you're needing something in your life, find someone else who needs that same thing and help them obtain that which is theirs through Jesus Christ. If you're going through a sickness and a battle with sickness, find someone else who has a sickness and help them find that place of healing, that place of being able to lay hold of the healing that Jesus has established for them. If you're going through a financial trouble, find someone else that's having financial problems. Stand with them. Pray with them. Give them the word and seek God. Ask God, God, what's your word for them? You shall lead me, Holy Spirit, to the word, your word, which is going to give them freedom in this area. And as you help them find the freedom in the area of finances, guess what? You're going to find that your finances have been established in liberty and freedom as well. And you're going to be walking in that. If you see someone who is depressed and discouraged, or if you're depressed and discouraged, find someone else who is depressed and discouraged. Find the word. Pray about them. Intercede on their behalf. Spend time encouraging them. Give them the word. Seek God for the word of truth for their lives. And as you impart that word and that truth to their lives, which gives them the freedom and the deliverance, you're going to find you've got it as well. There's a principle that as we impart the promises of God to others, we lay hold of it firmly and we establish it in our lives as well. And this is one of the things that Paul is instructing us in. Do you need comfort today? Are you faced with something that you need encouragement? Are you going through a trial, a tribulation, a trouble that you can't see the way out of? And you're just tired, you're weary? Paul is saying, listen, I've come to understand. I've come to have a revelation. God has shown me comfort. And now I'm going to show you comfort. Because I understand it, I'm going to give it to you. I guarantee you, this is why Paul always walked in comfort. He always had. Because God is faithful. But God, this is one of the principles of God. When you minister to somebody else, as you pour out what you know, as you pour out the Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit wisdom that's in you, as you pour out what you know and the truth of the word into someone else's life, you're going to walk in that same reality. As you help them find it, it's going to be there for you as well. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of sympathy, pity, and mercy, and the God who is the source of every comfort, consolation, and encouragement, who comforts, consoles, and encourages us in every trouble, calamity, and affliction, so that we may also be able to comfort, to console, and encourage those who are in any kind of trouble or distress, with the comfort, consolation, and encouragement with which we ourselves are comforted, consoled, and encouraged by God. Paul is saying, look, because I understand and I experience and have experienced the comfort and encouragement and consolation from God Himself concerning the troubles and the afflictions that I've had to go through, and trust me, most of these Corinthians did not have to go through the trials and the tribulations and the difficulties and struggles that Paul had to go through. But he said, I've gone through them. And my heart is to help you grab hold of that same comfort from God because it's yours. My responsibility as Paul, who has obtained this knowledge, this understanding, this revelation, my responsibility is to help you obtain that same awareness, that same revelation, to experience that same reality of the evidence of God's faithfulness and love in your life. This is the heart that we should have. See, we tend to be takers. Somebody show me how to be comfortable. Somebody show me how to have comfort. Somebody bring encouragement and consolation to me. We tend to be takers. God wants us, and He's created us. He's given us everything through Jesus Christ. So rather than being takers, we should be ones that are pouring out to others. Rather than trying to take for ourselves, we should be pouring out what we have and giving it to others. And if you say, I don't have anything to pour out, the only reason I don't have anything to pour out of me, if I have nothing to pour out, it's because I put nothing in. Doesn't mean it's not mine. Jesus has provided it for me. It's already established for me. It just means I haven't filled myself with it. I haven't spent the time and invested the time in the Word and with Him to be overflowing with all the truth and all the revelation, all the understanding, and all the things that lead me to have all the answers and the promises and the reality of those promises in my life. If I'm not overflowing with those things, it's not because Jesus didn't provide them. It's because I haven't laid hold of them. I haven't procured them. I haven't taken possession of them. It's my responsibility. And as you take responsibility for those things, you do overflow. And the nature of God that is in you wants to help others find what you have. See, we only go so far. We'll take just a few steps of calling out, of seeing I'm at point A. I want to get to point B or C. I'll just take a step or two because that's where I want to go. I see that's where the answer is. That's the direction that I have to head. I'll take just a couple of steps. And those steps are, I'm going to ask someone to help me. I'm going to ask and beg and plead for God to do something. But I'm going to stop right there. Now, we have to keep on moving. That means I realize that God has already given. I don't have to beg Him for anything. He's already established it through Jesus Christ. He's already made it a reality in the spiritual realm through Jesus Christ. It is already mine in the spiritual realm in Jesus Christ. And I can bring it from the spiritual realm to this natural reality that I live in. I can make it a reality in this life by standing on the Word, by standing in faith, by speaking the Word, and believe it. In other words, as I'm filling myself up, I got to keep taking those steps. And as I keep taking those steps and filling myself up, it's going to overflow. I'm going to have the same heart that Paul does, wanting to give to others. Now, tomorrow we'll look at, because when you look at what the words comfort and comforting mean, it's outstanding. So we know that Paul is telling us to have the heart to consider others and to meet the needs of others, because that's what he is demonstrating. That's the example for you and I, to have compassion for others first and to help them obtain and lay hold of what is theirs in Jesus Christ, to understand the promises and to lay hold of the promises. And as you do that, you're going to continue to have that in your life as well. This is the heart of God as demonstrated through Paul, and Paul is saying, this is what we're designed for. So take that heart today and start looking for others that you can minister to, that you can help them find the answers that they're looking for, and watch what takes place in your own life, in your own reality. Now tomorrow we'll look at what those words specifically, comfort and comforting, and there's two different little slight variation of what those words mean. And it's very important and significant. We'll look at that tomorrow.